This podcast replay is brought to you by Sports Grill. With over 35 years of making it special grilled, they're celebrating the start of football season with 15% off all bone-in wings. Visit any of their 7 locations all over South Florida.
The other thing on the Heat side that I think is genius on Spo's part, and it shows why Spo is a master head coach. Just a guy that really gets it and tears a page off the psychological book of Pat Riley. Because guys like Pat Riley and Jimmy Johnson, they kind of attack the psychology of sport and try to reach their players in, you know, different ways. And one of the things that I like Spo is doing, even though it may not be true, but you say it enough, you might believe it. And that may give you the will to actually do what you need to do. And Spo's message about how they can overcome in many ways and the toughness that they've got to show and they've got to get through it and grind through it and it's not going to be perfect and it's hard. And we have to accept the fact that it's hard, you know, that kind of stuff. And to me, it's fantastic, right? Because it keeps your team, at least you're trying to keep your team on that edge, you know, the entire time and keep feeding them that confidence because it's not going to come from them naturally. I hate to say it. Because Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent and Duncan Robinson and even Bam Adebayo and those kind of guys, they don't think like Tim Hardaway. They don't act like Dwayne Wade. You know, been there, done it, fearless, all that kind of stuff. You can talk about it. You can try to act like it. But in the end, the coach talking about that and instilling it with words, I find it to be very interesting, the psychology of it, because he hammers away at it constantly. And then that means he's constantly doing it in that locker room and he's constantly doing it on the floor and in practice. And I'm sure it could tire out some, but clearly these guys have taken all that in because look how they've overachieved to this point. They're not more talented than Boston. They just were more mentally tough, like what Spo was talking about. They were just more resilient than the Celtics, like Spo was talking about. They were just tougher at finding ways to win against the Knicks, against the Bucks, against the Celtics, because that's what Spo keeps talking about. So I find it interesting that a lot of the stuff that he talks about kind of comes to fruition because these guys are completely committed, you know, and you hear him talk about that, and it may not even sound realistic. It may not even sound accurate, because if you look and gauge the talent of this team and the lack of stars, you know, we were talking about this at camp today, and, you know, Omar was part of the conversation and Chris Perkins, and we were talking in the media room. And Perk was kind of downplaying Olajuwon, that he wasn't, you know, that he wasn't better than Jokic. And I'm like, you're out of your mind, okay? And so I know Omar's a little younger than I am, so maybe he didn't really know the origins of Hakeem Olajuwon from Fly Slamma Jamma all the way through and how nasty and incredible he was. But I also mentioned to him, hey, man, he's the first star to ever win it by himself. Because those Houston Rockets teams, he was by himself. He was by himself the first year. And the second go-around, he had Clyde Drexler. But I could argue with you that at that point, Clyde Drexler wasn't a franchise player anymore. He was kind of an all-star. But he was already old at that point. He was on the back nine, the back four of his career at that point, to be quite honest. He wasn't really, at that point, he was no longer really Clyde the Glide. Let's just be honest, okay? But Olajuwon's like the first guy until then later on the Pistons, who, you know, Ben was about the only star. Richard Hamilton was an all-star at best, not a real star. You know, really good player, but not a star. So what Spo is doing and instilling, there's a method to the madness, and you're, you know, you're in the finals. So it's clearly working.